You're listening to the audio production of Becoming a True Spiritual Community, A Profound Vision of What the Church Can Be by Dr. Larry Crabb, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Ernie Russell. Please note that you may download a PDF that provides enhanced material for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com.
To my spiritual community, let's keep on journeying to God, together. Foreword. Most of us assume that having decided to follow Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we will find ourselves in a spiritual community of like-minded friends, a family of brothers and sisters enjoying one another's companionship on our way to glory. More often than not, we are disappointed. Why? Why is spiritual community, church, high on so many people's list as a major spiritual problem? The question is no respecter of persons. Young and old, men and women, in the pews and pastors in their pulpits, longtime Christians, new Christians, and not quite yet Christians. The question ranges across denominational lines. The question is spoken variously in loud anger, in mocking cynicism, and in hardly audible despair. Predictably, in a demand-supply spiritual economy, answers come pouring in. Larry Crabb unpredictably doesn't answer the question. Instead, he invites us into an extended, leisurely conversation on the emphatically personal and interpersonal nature of all human life, sharply focused in the Trinitarian revelation of this life in Jesus. He immerses us in the centrality of spiritual community, or church, as Christ is formed in us, Galatians chapter 4, verse 19. And we grow up to the full stature of Christ, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13. We can't do this by ourselves. Individualism is not an option. And he insists this may be the most important thing he does for us, on embracing the formidable difficulties involved in spiritual community. There are no instant intimacies in this business. There are no shortcuts. There is no avoiding confusion and disappointment. We had better be ready for a lifelong process of demanding ventures in following Jesus into the company of the broken men and women who are also hurrying or hobbling after him. The honesty and urgency that characterize these pages is a welcome contrast to the prevailing entrepreneurial spirit of our age that turns community into a commodity.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?